The homework, yeah, maybe last homework, maybe somebody can read. Yeah.
무슨 무시대?
아,
무슨 무시대?
지금 지금
Yeah, the most recent homework, comparing the possibilities between the three knowers. If there's any volunteer, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, can you hear?
Yeah, I think it's on. Yeah.
Can you hear? The first one, there are three. The second one, there are four. The first one is state the possibilities between the exalted knower of aspects and the knower of parts. So the first one is something that is an exalted knower of aspects, but not a knower of parts, not possible, because exalted knower of aspects exists in the continuum of a Buddha superior. So long as it's a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, that is a knower of paths. Is it correct?
Can what? The example is what? What is the example?
Example, great compassion in the continuum of a Buddha superior.
Yes.
Is a knower of... Oh, no, sorry. Wisdom directly realizing emptiness in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior.
First you give the four possibility. You tell which one is the first. Make clear one by one.
First one is something that is an exalted knower of aspects, but not a knower of parts.
For example, now give the example.
This is not possible.
Okay, that's not possible. Okay.
Not
I
possible.
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Then?
Something that is a knower of past, but not an exalted knower of aspects.
Yeah, for example?
Wisdom directly realizing emptiness in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior is a knower of path. It is not the knower of aspects because the knower of, that knower of aspects only exists in the continuum of a Buddha superior.
Correct, yeah.
Something that is both an exalted knower of aspects and a knower of path. The great compassion in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior, because the knower of aspects exists.
What example?
The great compassion, both. The great compassion in the continuum of a Buddha superior is a knower of aspects because it exists in the continuum of a Buddha superior. It is a knower of path because it is a path in the continuum of a Buddha, Mahayana superior, including Buddha.
Correct, yeah.
Something that is neither an exalted knower of aspects nor a knower of paths, wisdom directly realizing selflessness in the continuum of a Hinayanis, because it is a path in the continuum of a Hinayana superior.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. This is three possibilities in this one.
Okay,
the second one, state the possibilities between knower of paths.
People also must listen, huh? You must listen. Okay.
Take the possibilities between a knower of paths and a knower of bases. There are four possibilities. Something that is a knower of paths, but not a knower of bases. The mind generation in the continuum of a Mahayana superior is a knower of path, because it is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior.
What the example?
Something that is a knower of paths, but not a knower of bases.
For example? Yeah, what's the example?
The mind generation in the continuum of a Mahayana superior.
What? Mind?
Is my generation.
Okay. Oh.
Is a knower of paths.
Okay.
It is not a knower of basis because it does not fulfill the definition of a knower of basis.
Okay, correct. Okay. Yeah.
Something that is a knower of basis but not a knower of paths. Wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person in the continuum of Hinayanis is a no basis. This is because it is a path in the continuum of a Hinayanist. It is not a no path because the no path is a path of a Mahayana superior.
Okay, correct. Yeah.
Something that is both a no path and a no basis. Wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. It is a no path because it is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. It is a no basis because that realization abides in the Hinayana class of realization.
Okay, correct. Yeah.
Something that is neither a no path and a no basis. Wisdom directly realizing emptiness of true existence in the continuum of a hearer superior because it does not fulfill the definition of a no basis. Wisdom directly realizing emptiness of true existence in the continuum of a hearer superior because it does not it does not fulfill the definition of no basis. No basis is only selflessness, not realizing of emptiness of true existence, even though he may practice it, but that does not fulfill the definition required for no basis. Correct?
What part of definition is missing there?
The missing one is the not conjoined with the selflessness of both. Actually, both are missing.
Which part of definition is missing there?
Both. Because, you see, first one...
No. You said both. First is missing. Conjoined with the realizing selflessness is missing.
Because this is true existence, emptiness of true existence.
I understand. That missing that?
Yeah. It's not the exalted wisdom... in the continuum of a hearer superior. Am I right to say that?
No.
What is your question about? I don't get your question.
My question is the example.
Yes.
You give example that?
Yes.
realizing emptiness directly in the hearer's mind.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
So that is not the basis of what?
No basis.
No, the basis, because it doesn't fulfill that. Definition.
Yes.
What you say is correct. I agree with that. I'm just asking you back. In definition, there are two parts.
Yeah.
So which both missing or not? Huh? Only one part missing.
It does not abide in the...
No. There are two parts of definition.
Yes. Both missing. Because first of all...
How can be first one missing? My question is...
First one is the...
Why first is missing?
Yeah, exalted first. Wisdom... Exalted wisdom, does it refer to... First one is wisdom conjoined with...
Let me tell
you the two characteristics. One of them is the wisdom conjoined with the selflessness of person. One of them is wisdom conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing selflessness. That is one of the characteristics. Second characteristics, it has to abide in the lesser vehicle class of realization. So these are the two characteristics. To me, the answer does not fulfill these two characteristics.
Oh, the golf star.
Then I say pager.
The wisdom directly realizing selflessness exists, a selflessness of persons exists in the continuum of a minor superior, isn't it?
Yes.
That is a knower basis, right? It is a path, is a knower path, right?
Wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person is in the continuum of minor superior.
Yeah. Is a knower basis, is a knower path, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
It is a knower of
paths, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it is conjoined with the wisdom realizing emptiness, isn't it?
Yeah. No, emptiness. No. Because it does not fulfill.
Wait. I haven't come to it. Tekshin Pabiji Kansa Dami Ngosun Tobi Shiti Shishirawas.
The wisdom that really realizing selflessness of a person in the continuum of a minor superior is a knower basis, isn't it?
Yes.
Therefore, it's conjoined with the wisdom that really realizing selflessness of persons, isn't it? If it is a knower of basis, it's necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing the selflessness of a person, isn't it? Necessarily,
yeah. Okay, yeah. That is one of the characteristics.
So it is conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing selflessness of a person, isn't it?
Mm.
It is also conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, isn't it?
In the continuum of Mahayana superior.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're tricking me. But he says it's the selflessness of person.
First answer that.
It is conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, isn't it?
It's also conjoined, yeah.
With it is conjoined, yes or no?
Yes.
Minus superior, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. So, in the case of a hearer superior who has realized, directly realized emptiness, why isn't that mind conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person? Why?
But you see, in your last lesson, you say they can practice it, but does not mean fulfill the definition. You say they can practice it, but does not mean is the knower of basis. I remember you said something like that.
I'm not saying that is knower of basis. I'm not saying that.
We never say.
You said there's two part of definition. You said both missing. I'll say, how can be first one missing? My question is that.
That's the question.
I'm not saying the knower of basis. I'm not saying that. What you say is correct, I said.
So my answer is correct. It's only I gave the wrong explanation.
No, your answer is correct. What you said is because it doesn't fulfill the definition of knower of basis.
Yes.
It's correct. I'm asking that which part of definition missing? You say both missing. Then I say, how come first is missing?
Because I say selflessness of true existence, then I compare with selflessness of a person, they are not the same. And then the exalted wisdom in the Hinayana, superior realizing emptiness of true existence, is that the same exalted wisdom conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing selflessness? So I may not be right in...
No, the question is quite simple. Why is it not conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah. Okay, then
because
I'm wrong.
Because he doesn't have the wisdom?
Okay, so the first part, not abide, is wrong, but conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing selflessness is correct. That's what you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that means I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Okay. Almost you get 100 mark because of your answer, 1 mark discount. So 99 mark point.
I got room for
improvement. Still A star.
Yeah, room for improvement.
99 mark.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Very good.
Those who are doing homework must prepare, huh? They're able to come and share. You know, make simple and say, okay? If nobody's standing, then I have to ask, oh, you stand, I have to tell that, okay? Best you come voluntary, okay? So that's the best thing to do. What? You ask?
This is pertaining to lesson 13. The question is, what is the measure of abiding within a Hinayana class of realizations? You gave the answer as If that exalted wisdom is taken by Hinayanis as his main object of cultivation with a similar observed object, an aspect of it, then that makes that mind a mind that abides within the Hinayana class of realizations. My qualm is, to whom he has the similar observed object and aspect of it? Because you say the main cultivation of the Hinayana class, the main object of cultivation of the Hinayanis with a similar observed object and aspect. Who are you comparing this similar aspect and observed object? Because I remember in lesson 12, my understanding from the definition was very clear in lesson 12. It says that wisdom directly realizing emptiness, selflessness, in the continuum of a Mahayana superior has a similar observed object and aspect to that of the main object of cultivation of the Hinayana superior. But here is the other way around. Here it says that the wisdom taken by the Hinayanis as his main object of cultivation with a similar observed object and aspect of it. So to whom you are comparing this similar observed object and aspect? You have to compare with someone. At least the first one, Mahayana, has the similar observed object and aspect compared to the Hinayanis main object of cultivation. But here is the other way around. So I don't understand the two different...
I think that both means same, but I don't know how the English works, but I mean...
Because if the Hinayanis main object of cultivation with a similar observed object and aspect, similar to whom? Whose observed object and aspect? It has to be connected to someone.
The first one, what you read is correct. First one. Yeah. So second one, I don't know how the English phrase maybe must be same meaning. I don't know. But you did it on the light. That takes in public duty, consider that the Muslim to be low sinner. That Timmy Lam red is so much. That Timmy Ranju to be Lam Revis and Marawa. That Timmy Lam Yimbe Ginzendi. That Timmy Buddhist to be Lam Yinzan. Timmy Lam Res to Sigurwa.
So the wisdom directly realizing selflessness in a continuum of hero superior, for example, it is a realization of wisdom abiding within a lesser vehicle class of realization, right?
Yeah. But then you say has a similar observed object and aspect of it.
Wait.
It is a realization of wisdom abiding within the Hinayana class of realizations, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It is not a Hinayana path just because it is a path. Just because it is a path in the hero's continuum, for example, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So the wisdom
directly realizing selflessness in the continuum of a hero superior is a Hinayana path because that wisdom abides within the Hinayana class of realizations, yeah?
Yes.
That's the reason, right?
Yeah. But my qualm is the bother me is the
wait, I haven't complete.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Tati kazan la chi chi kwa ta yin la shi ma tor ta ton da ni ta te me tur si ne la mu se di pe na cha ji se be ji ka sa da mo su to be le ta mi kwa ka sa na ka sa ge da me re ti ne lo ti ka re ge na ba chen re sa na ka sa ge da me ge na ba chen re ta Nidegi, the Gomjato, Kansai Tamer. Dito Lodi Kansai Dami, Tobin Nabashinare. Coni that Mingam Chadawashiro. Nidegi, Mingam Chadawashi, and Tejin Yugida, Kansa de Musun to Lodia, Chipachakiare.
So the wisdom directly realizing, there is the wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior, for example, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is the object observation of this mind, the person, right?
Yeah, self-sufficient, substantially existent person.
No, the person.
Person, only.
Observe object.
Okay. Person.
Is the person, right?
Yeah.
What is the aspect of this wisdom?
Lack of.
No, selflessness of person is the aspect of this person, right?
Yeah.
This is similar to what a Hinayana superior realizes, right?
Yeah.
For example, a hero, right? When a hero realizes selflessness of persons, the hero superior focuses on the observed object, which is the person. Aspect What's the aspect of the realization? The selflessness of person. Right?
So it's the same thing.
Isn't it? So in this case, for the wisdom directly realizing selflessness of person in the continuum of Bodhisattva Superior, this particular mind has a similar observed object and a similar aspect to
the Hinayana,
in the Hero Superior, yeah. For example, right?
Yeah.
And the selflessness of person is the main object of meditation,
yeah.
Or cultivation,
yeah.
Of Hinayana, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that explanation I'm very clear. I'm clear when you say that, yeah. the wisdom directly realizing selflessness in the continuum of Mahayana Superior has a similar observed object and aspect to the wisdom directly realizing selflessness of a Hinayana Superior. I'm very clear. But it's only maybe this English I don't quite understand. Maybe, I was a bit confused about the main object of cultivation with a similar observed object and aspect. Then my question is, who are you comparing this similar observed object and aspect with? So are you comparing with Bodhisattva? Because you say it's the Hinayana's main object of cultivation has a similar observed object and aspect.
I don't see what's the problem.
Okay, maybe my English is not good enough to understand this. To me, I'm a bit confused with the way he phrased it anyway. The first one is very clear. I can understand straight away. But this one, to me, it boggles my mind. That's the reason I come here and ask. But if you say it's the same, I have to accept it. It's the same.
You're
asking about for Hinayanis, isn't it? You're talking for Hinayanis.
Yeah, here is only talking about Hinayanis. It doesn't compare to whom. It just say the exalted wisdom taken by the Hinayanis as its main object of cultivation with a similar observed object and aspect of it. Then that is called abides within the Hinayana class of realization.
Similar object of observation and similar aspect to a wisdom that cultivates a Hinayana object of cultivation. Also, There's hearers, there's solitary realizers also, right?
I know, never mind. I'll go back and think about it because I was a bit confused with this whole phrase.
Okay,
thank you.
Dori Sunniva, Temen Tong Sunniva. Temen Tong Sunniva.
So we started the complete aspects application, right, on Tuesday. Simply speaking, any path in the continuum of a Bodhisattva is a CAA. Yeah, you can shortcut that. Okay, a complete aspects application.
Sounds like CA, some CIDT. Ta dichido tinema ta kasana. Ta ti tinam ta nyimbe chok shenam se sta chik sumbi hare tikabla ta. Ta nyimbe chok shenam sin shen tu kala.
In general, a knower aspect of the antidote class. In general, a knower aspect of the antidote class is a path that is able to quell or overcome or destroy its discordant class.
어떡심이 다 디나네 다 값어 봐봐 시에디 소소보다 청주스메 유기 아다 님보추기 시남스메 독심이 다 값어 봐봐다 독심이 시에 다 문도기기 다 값이 왜 깔라 소시에디 디 청주스메 유기 다 님보추기 시남 이디시 제기요래
So, but in particular, in the discussion of the complete aspect applications, when we talk about the knower aspect of the antidote class, we are talking about the knower aspect of the antidote class in a continuum of bodhisattvas.
어때? 다 뒤나네, 다 맞춰서 쉐디, 다 바기다. 전주 선배주기 시식이 시나. 전주 선배주기 다 네, 다 네, 남식이 시나. 다 돈다 전주 선배주 선배도 다 시식이 시나. 남식이 시나. 남식이 시나 무슨 독신이 조다 값을 봐봐. 값이 왜 그걸로 시에 팀하래. 시나 나네.
So in chapter 4 of the Ornament of Clear Realizations, when the no aspect of the antidote class indicated in this context is discussed, we are primarily talking about three. Number one, a knower aspect that is a knower of basis. Number two, a knower aspects or knower aspect that is a knower of paths. And number three, a knower aspects that is an exalted knower of aspects.
어떻게니? 다 뒤에 나네. 다 돈다 뒤에. 다 계승기 시험 다 시시를 남세 남기기 시험 맞. 차종 도면도 갈라 가져와서는 야다 든주 자숨 가져서만 신래 다 야다 든주 자숨 다 더남 야다 든주 자숨 지 연구야래 계속 다 더남 야다 든주 자숨 지 연구야래
더남 나시는디야
말 다 더남 다 더남 야다 든주 자숨 연구만 다 못 들었나
So In general, when you count the number of object aspects, yeah, of the three knowers, how many are there? When you count the object aspects, yeah, there are 173 object aspects.
어떻게니? 다 대나시 아니? 전남 야도 들었음 아니? 공부를 진행이 시험 납치 나 야단 주제서 숨이 구시하래.
So likewise, there are 173 knower aspects that meditates on the object aspects. Because there are 173 object aspects, so then there are 173 knower aspects that meditates on those object aspects.
어디래? 다 돈다 영보디 디래 갈서는 전주 선반 남기 거기 갈소래. 그 전주 선반 선남이 다 돈다 디래 다 전남 시남 되기 전남 막 시남 되기 전남 다 야동 전주 전숨 등이 똑채 아니 친절로 그 돈다 주도 맞지지 다 공부하래 다 돈다 다 남이 미소주 전부 알았으니 다 전남 진주자 숨기다 전도지도 마치지 전남 야동 진주자 숨기 공채 어떻게 나 돈다니 전남 공부해서 신남에 공부해서 네가 공부해서 어디 숨기야래
So there are 173 knower aspects that meditates on the 173 object aspects yeah. And how is that meditation done? So the knower aspects meditates on the 173 So the 173 knower aspects meditate on the 173 object aspects through removing all superimpositions with regards to the object aspects. Yeah. And that's why knower aspect of the antidote class is that which is able to quell or overcome its discordant class, right? By removing all the superimpositions with regards to the object that one is meditating on. So likewise, one is also cultivating or meditating on the knower aspects, not just the object aspects.
어떻게니? 다티 또 대승부야래? 어떻게니? 다 대장 가슴 다 가슴 대래? 다 가슴아? 가서 가르쳐다. 다 가서 드십니다. 가래. 남. 다 가서 또 내가 뒤에 가서
아기
가르사. 다 남들이 시험 안 기다던 주. 또 시험에 가볼라. 다 인들어야 봐도 주스스면 남들이 시험 숨수 잡든지. 산제 아니. 가르사다. 또 뒤에 제도. 인도라바즈 남지샤나 숨섭디 장저삼을 제스면 남지샤나 숨섭시 투모메 남지샤나 숨도 짜고스네 다 남지샤나 제도 쇼스네 도스네 제시가 어디래
so of the 173 aspects of the three exalted knowers yeah 110 of them pertain to the exalted knower aspects so how many aspects are there of the no exalted knower aspects there are 110 right 110 aspects of an exalted knower of aspects, yeah. And of the 110, 37 are aspects of an exalted knower of aspects concordant with those existing in hearers. Then there are 34 aspects of an exalted knower of aspects concordant with those existing in bodhisattvas. And there are 39 uncommon aspects. Of an exalted knower of aspects.
Oh, 독시. 다 티나네 가서 인도를 여봐도 예수 주면 남자 신앙 숨도 잡든지 가르래 사나다. 다 나다 장주 수든지 디숭구 여래. 어디 데래. 다 장주 수든 용해디 어떻습니다. 어떻시 용대.
So of the 110 aspects of an exalted knower of aspects, 37 are aspects of an exalted knower aspects concordant with those existing in hearers here. So what are these 37? These 37 are what we call the 37 aspects, you know, in general, or the 37 harmonies with enlightenment.
어, 독신해. 다 뒤에 가르래서나 뒤에 다 전반이셔 시, 쓴 독신. 되니? 양다봉아 시, 응주주의 강바 시, 옹봉아, 독아. 아니, 장주야라 뒤, 발랑야라 개, 소 독신다.
So what are the 37 harmonies with enlightenment? They are the four close placements of mindfulness, the four correct abandonings, the four lakes of magical emanation, the five powers, the five strengths, seven branches of enlightenment, and the eight branches of Arya paths.
어, 딘데레. 다 독시도, 다 템바니셔 시 가르레스 나티레. 루 템바니셔. 아니, 초 템바니셔. 셈 템바니셔. 아니, 추 템바니셔. 스니 독스니다. 템바니셔 시 소 독스니 송구야레.
So, of the 37 harmonies with enlightenment, the first group are the what we call the four close placements of mindfulness. What are these? What are they? No? Close placements of mindfulness on bodies. Close placements of mindfulness on feelings, close placements of mindfulness on minds, and close placements of mindfulness on phenomena.
어떻습니? 다 드네. 다 두신 다 간슬렁거리다. 다시 직녀 랍샤나 재미도다. 변하다. 직방다. 딱값도 시야리 드네고도 왔다나 전반이셔 세 딱값도 전반이셔 딱강 시야 전주 수준 탐지했다 람인 거야지 값으로 시야 뒤숨 거야라 강가 아니 럽슈기 전반인 거야지 로와 어떻게 쓰는 숨 거야래
keep in mind that our discussion of the 37 harmonies with enlightenment here in the context of somebody who has already entered the path, yeah. Okay, so if it is these 37 harmonies of enlightenment are all exalted knowers, yeah. Of somebody who has entered a path.
어딘데 숨기도 다 딘데시네 다 디시도 갈라 단다 갈소래 다 직당도 조 온도 시네 다 사점도 샤도 딘데 시작도 앞에나 조 온도 시시 변나다 전주 수등 사점도 직 샤인도 갈라 변나다 변나 갈소래 전반 전반이 샤 시 수도 소놈 중간에 내가 없어 다 조다 소놈 중간에 내가 없어 전반이 샤 시 어떡시니 다 고메라 독신이 샤기야래
So if we place these 37 harmonies with enlightenment in relation to which paths they are primarily cultivated, So from that perspective, the four close placements of mindfulness are primarily cultivated. On the small level of the path of accumulation.
Oh, today sunset. That today ma, ani yada pong si sete ani zo ta si ne kap kung gyo sena ta cholam dingin ne kap so ta yada pong si sene to sene gome oti sunga yare.
And the four, next are the next. So you have the four close elements of mindfulness. Next are the four correct abandonings. They are. Cultivated on the middling level of the path of accumulation.
어떻게 다 주주지 강바시 있습니다. 다 뒤쪽으로 다 좀 준비해 갑소. 다 조금에 주주지 강바시 있으니 독서 숨어라.
And next are the four lakes of magical emanation. They are primarily cultivated on the great level of the path of accumulation.
어떻게 숨? 드네마 아니시다 가르소래. 아 옹봉아디 다 옹봉아 조금해디 아니시 조남기 다 조남기 나네 조남 초당 쯤에 내 갑소 다 옹봉아 시니 조금해라 독신이 숨기야래.
Next are the five powers, and they are primarily meditated or cultivated on the path of preparation, and specifically. They are cultivated on the heat level and the peak level of the path of preparation. Next, you have the five strengths. They are primarily cultivated on the forbearance level and the supreme mundane quality levels of the path of preparation.
어 근데 송세 근데 마다 자주 야라 뒤세디다 단다 가르사 도대견다 우다네다 송 시샤 쳐바이나 디렉다 조고메디 디렉 가서라 보기 아 돌아메 내가 로 자주 야라 뒤 조고메
And next are the seven branches of enlightenment. Where are they primarily cultivated? If you look at it from the perspective of the minor ornament of the minor sutras and differentiating the middle from the extreme, or the extreme from the middle, I always get this confused anyway. I know Maitreya stacks, yeah. So the seven branches of enlightenment are cultivated on the path of seeing,
yeah.
Then lastly, you have the eight branches of the Arya paths. They are cultivated on the path of meditation.
Sebada Mijawa Shibi Shista, Titigra.
Sebada.
Sebada Mishawa Statonai.
Semiju.
Statonai Brita, Changju said it, Tatugita, Changju Shachi, Sanji Kobandela, Changju Sura. Then you did it. That persuade. Sit, Miki Shiba Sta. Statonai, Tatugi Changju said the good, Larian Diva says you are one. Larian Sever said Diva Yamada. 즉 세사도 나야 세벌체 디바야 말와 되레 따던다레 따티쯤에도 따레
네 세바
따쯤에도 세 미기 시베시 세다자 따티나 tato da kimi tu, ta changju sedi, tato ki changju la shakche, ta nam kya, ta changju, tato ki changju sabde, te kya watan jesu tumbas, ta te kya watan jesu tumbas, ta tanda ime na changju chodan tumbas ta.
So these 37 aspects are called the 37 harmonies with enlightenment, right? So here, enlightenment here posited as the final, ultimate enlightenment, the state of Buddhahood, yeah? So these 37 are harmonious with that, with this full enlightenment. Now I guess what you can understand that to mean that these 37 things are favorable or concordant causes, yeah, for actualizing this enlightenment.
What did they say? That thing, ma, kasore. That thing, ma, that thing, ma, that.
Okay, let's look at the first one, the close placement of mindfulness on the body, yeah? Okay? So let's look at its close placement of mindfulness of the body. What are the objects of observation of this particular mind? There are three. They are called the three bodies. Okay, the outer body, the inner body, and the body that is both outer and inner.
What to say? That when a chi lu lavaina, when a chi lu lavaina, that give you yugi matube, when a soup da chi, when a loose to soup which you put a quamare, comes no loose to ana, Lamas Lura Pamazu, you lucci put a quamare, that to die it, soup tamjala kosha, what in the name, but the loose to soup tamjala kosha.
Okay, so the objects of observation of the close placement of mindfulness of the body. How many are there? There are three. Yeah? They are the three bodies, right? You have the outer body, the inner body, and both the outer and number three, the body that is both outer and inner. And of the three, the first here refers to the outer body. Here, the outer body here refers to forms and all forms, basically. Forms that are not conjoined or included in the continuum of a person. Okay, you know. Yeah, the word body is used, but here, the outer body here refers to the outer body of forms. Okay, so don't take body here to mean the physical body that we have. Not just that here in this context, not just that. But here the word body also includes basically all forms. Forms, you know, forms? Not visible form. Forms. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Janus, the spelling?
Yeah.
You understand?
Huh? Forms, you understand what is form, right? It's not just visible form, yeah? If you must understand it in the context of Buddhist philosophy.
Okay, 칼로르다 어 가르쳤다 남주 속다 지로 이렇게 티마로
들어 들어
지 속다 지로 이렇게 맞고 들어 기대고 이렇게 쓰는 대고 책으로
걸러래 들어 기지기 믿나 이네 뭐 뭔가
이대로 속 뺀다 치 속자 치로 렉샤 된다 뭐 기부 유기만 되면 속자 치로 렉샤 된다 다 치 속스니 샤야 어디
So external forms are the forms that are not conjoined with consciousness. Yeah. So the external form, like external form, they are basically those five things are forms. External forms consist of five things, right? The first one is form. That first one is visible form. Then you have sound, smell, taste, and touch. So these are the five external forms.
다 숙소도 다 건강하고야. 다 숙소다. 숙다 제로 렉샤스니다. 나용에 어때요?
Okay, so when we say form, yeah, form refers to these five things, yeah. The category form, right, refers to the five things, right? The first one being form, also, right? So if you want to make it clearer, you say visible form. Then sound, smell, odor, yeah? Then taste and touch.
어 독신이 다디 다치 속신의 독신이래. 다 나게 속세디 티래. 갈소나 다 갈소라 다 배는 가장한도 다 우리게 남시 시가 가려나 신래. 다 미셰이나 미셰디 다 기엔 숨나 때네 기국이래. 가서 미게 남시 기엔 숨나 때네 기국이래. 다 다겐 가려서나 미셰기에게 투모마메 다겐디 다 미기 옹보스니 용기래. 아니 다케기 투모마미 다케 가르스나 다이 옹보스는 따가다 다 코랑게 투모마이 베다 옹시가 코랑 투모마미 제시기 다케 투모마이 바다 옹보시 중테 틀라다 남게 속스네 남게 르스네 라이 어디래
Okay, so those five forms are what we call the outer body, outer body of forms, right? The objects of observation, of course, placement of mindfulness of body are the three types of bodies, isn't it? The three bodies, right? The first is the external body, right? Or the outer body. Here refers to the forms, yeah? Form, yeah? And when forms are divided, there are five, okay? So next is the inner body. So remember when we studied mind and awareness, yeah? So for an I consciousness to be generated, there are three conditions that must be present, right? So one of which is the uncommon empowering condition, right? So the uncommon empowering condition for the generation of an I consciousness would be the I sense power. The uncommon empowering condition for the generation of a ear consciousness would be the ear sense power and so forth, yeah? So these are sense powers the inner body. So you have the inner body of the five sense powers.
세상 다 진저에 계시면 변한 미기 넘버 셔버도 때 고고도 변한 로리나 셔버나 셔레 다 미기 넘버 셔버시 변한 숙진비 미기 넘버 셔버시 깨발로 다 교수 장고도 고 다가지 계기가 말해 다 투모메 메다게 명지 고해 아니 다 규겐스네미도 겐 다 미겐스네미도 다 돈다이 미게 아니 숙지 고구여래 아니 대마타게 아니 양치 대마 너도 대마타도 좀 세바지 고구여래 와 진짜 숨 유에 땡네 신에다 숙지미 미시 세리기 유네시다 그러봐 그 숙지미 미시스 때 남사 기가 막게 뭔가 초고도 하고 제라 이게 뭔가 이 손에 다 숙지미 미기 남아 세바지 용고도 와
This is significant. We say, you know, in order for eye consciousness, you know, apprehending form, visible form to be generated, you know, yeah, you know, you need these three conditions. But there's in the implications, right? We're talking about causality, isn't it? Because an eye consciousness apprehending a visible form doesn't arise from nothing. The three conditions must come together, right? You need an observed object condition. In this case, there must be a visible form, external form, right? External visible form. There must be the uncommon empowering condition. In this case, it's the eye sense power. But that is, those two alone are not enough. Immediately, there must be a consciousness that exists immediately preceding the generation of the eye consciousness apprehending form. Yeah. Only when, which is called the immediately preceding condition. So when these three conditions come together, only then will an eye consciousness apprehending visible form be generated. Isn't it?
Oh, 독신이 다 진짜였다. 다 섬에 한 십수로 땅과에 들에 변하다. 변하. 근데 아니 지금 미시지 숙 남자도 게임도 다 남자도 찍이야 말해. 그러봐. 뒤 남자도 게임이 미경이 시야 숙 미경 되기 아니 근데 샤바티니 숙 남자도 게임이 다 미경이 시기야 말해. 그 숙 남자도 게임이 보기 숙지 구기야 말해. 미경 숙지면은 숙 남자도 게투기야 말해. 숙지면 미시지 랍두고 말아. 그래서 미경 숙 예뻐도 구구도 와.
So, you know, if we think a bit, think about it a bit more, yeah. When an eye consciousness apprehending form is generated, the eye consciousness is generated into the aspect of form. It's aspected. Consciousness is aspected. So when an eye consciousness apprehending form is generated, why it is generated into the aspect of form? Let's say if it's apprehending blue, it's generated in the aspect of blue. Why? What causes that to happen? Because of the observed object condition, right? The observed object condition is a visible form. So as such, when an eye consciousness apprehending and a visible form is generated, it is generated into the aspect of visible form. Whatever visible form it is apprehending, right?
다 되네 아니시겠다. 배나 수지 미시에 수도 가나 수지 미시에 수도 뒤다 진투기야 말해. 수지 미세디기 다 진투기야 말해. 마다 숙직부 마도 다 진행이 누바 연구야 말해. 로 티진행이 누바 연구 말해. 로진행이 티바 누바 연구야 말해. 뒤 굉장히 가르쳐서나 다 투모마면 다게 아니 묘지 거야지. 투모마면 다게 묘기 숙지부 진발책이 누가 떼두고를 맡고 신지에게 누가 떼두고요 말해요.
So the eye consciousness can only apprehend visible form. It cannot apprehend sound. It cannot apprehend taste, touch, and so forth, right? Can't, yeah? Why? Because, I'm not constrained, but because of its uncommon empowering condition, the eye sense power. It only enables the seeing of form, right? Yeah, the eye sense power does not have the capacity or the potential to enable one to smell or touch or taste, for example.
What did it? And Tagana Shin, then a Mickey number Shaba Sudo, the Karsora, Sushi Rigbeta, Logi Chaviore, Mickey number Shaba Sudo, because Sebu Jerichtag, nobody we are a corona. 근데 세부 융하게 누가 융해디 또 말로 때마 타도 뒤에 코랑지 융아마기 시베 균시신이 융구야 그랬어. 팀 매바이나 아니 그 세세 직바세도 융투여야 말했어. 와 재산 빼놨다. 당한 저다 테이블로 소파다. 테이블도 진저기 세시 직바 융투여야 말. 대 가르잖아. 지 융못 해야지 말로 때마 타도 뒤에 시베 구구야 말해. 난 남시에 인친제 공말로 때마 타도 뒤에 시베 균시신이 융구구여서. 밖에 쓰시 이렇게 봐 유진을 누가 용해? 이제 조조 대마 타진이지. 땅말로 대마 타도 시비 유진신 용국이야.
And when an eye consciousness apprehending form is generated, it is able to apprehend or understand its object, a visible form, clearly. So there is the element of clarity, luminosity, and knowing awareness, isn't it? Why? Why does an eye consciousness apprehending form, you know, is able to apprehend, is able to clearly cognizant or aware of its object form? Because of the immediately preceding condition, right? Because the eye consciousness apprehending form is a continuation of a former moment of consciousness, which is essentially clear and knowing.
And therefore, the eye consciousness apprehending form is that which is clear and knowing, is able to clearly cognize or understand or knows its object. Whereas tables and chairs and whatever your external forms, they cannot know anything. Yeah, they're not clear and knowing, right? Because the cause which preceded the existence of table is not clear and knowing. Right.
독신이 세상에 또 섬도 쉽소웠던 거야. 뒤 계시면 싫다 이 말에. 로 독신이 빼나. 미기 넘버셔버 지 빼시고래. 또 직접을 봐야 귀가 뭔가 속아야지. 귀가 뭔가 속았냐가 더 신고구요래.
So, you know, it's not just, talking about these three conditions, you know. I mean, able to state them, but the point is, what is its implication? We really have to think, you know. So one of the implications is that what you can see is that here is just using an eye consciousness as an example, but you know, but if you use an eye consciousness as an example, even just for the production or the generation of one moment of eye consciousness, you know, no, many things must come together. Many causes and conditions must come together.
자, 나 초진다. 나 가르쳐놨지도. 미기 넘버십에 다 통모도 가르쳐야 됐어. 내 가르쳐 그래.
라.
미기 넘버십에 다 통모도 가르쳐야 됐어. 가르친 통구야 말했어. 나 좋아하지도 않아 가르쳐야 돼.
Okay. If I ask you a simple question, why your eye consciousness cannot hear? Or cannot see sound? Cannot see. We cannot see sound. Why cannot? Why?
Making number seven to session with Charva. Got that tongue to Yamar, Karenas, meet you at the Lankarija.
Somebody say to you, hey, your eye consciousness is clear and knowing, no? But yet you cannot see sound, cannot hear sound. Why? It doesn't know, yeah? So it's not clear.
what you going to answer if somebody asks you that? Oh, can I see, or what? Any reason you have to explain?
Huh?
The na is to na mi na na kala
la
na ke la jo la
na ke
so so tong ma san so e che ro ta jiro ti ma de ne mi to ha
you probably the only answer is confirm chop sign don't have la. Cannot see. That's about it, right? That's all you can say, right? Confirm chop sign. I sompa, cannot. My eyeball definitely cannot see sound. Right?
Huh? Confirm, double confirm, you said just that. Huh? You don't have any reason behind there, isn't it? Oh, you have. Chiklata, karilata.
So what? Blind faith? No reason.
No, one way very simple is somebody asks why your eye consciousness cannot hear the sound. What's your answer, somebody says?
Why? But why leh? Why is it like that? Thank you.
Anyway, huh? You know what you're talking about.
Okay, so the eye sense power, which is the uncommon empowering condition for the generation of eye consciousness and branding form, is is an inner body. So similarly, there are the other sense powers. So these five are what we call the inner body of the five sense powers. right? We're talking about the object of observation of the close placement of mindfulness of the body, right?
어떻시니? 다 지내마 다 지난 이게 류시니 샤도가라 돈다티레 갈수와르베나 다 옹보텐사기 다 미기 옹보텐사기 옹된 코바 납지 다디 아니식다 갈로와르보기 아니 치류레 난기 류스 어떻시니 이게 류시니 독시니다 옹보텐사기 다 보기 지금 열어봐. 온대 고발랍시. 어떻게다? 지난 이 루스는 독신의 순고도 어디래?
Okay, then you have the third object of observation is the body that is both outer and inner. So this, for example, the forms that serve as the basis of the sense powers. That means the sense organs themselves. For example, that means the sense organ is not the sense power. Yeah, hello. Anyway, the forms that serve as the basis of the sense powers.
어때? 어떠시냐? 나한테 친한 얘기 뉴스에다 간데 쓸고 있나? 더 나티래. 딱 유기 마디베 유기 마디발라 떼대. 다 난기 뉴스 찾아가래. 다 유기 마디베 쏠라 떼나? 그 유기 두 번이서 난기 뉴스 내라베시.
유기 두 번, 유기 두 번.
너가 다 유기 마디베 쏠라 떼봐이나? 다 단다 온데 코바디 다 난기 뉴스. 너 진짜 면도 간데 있나? 다 딱다 미신다.
So you have the body that is both outer and inner, right? The third object observation, right? 진앙니가디.
치류스네. 다 온데 코발라 치류. 맞아. 난게 류라야디 갔으나. 다 난게 류라고야디. 유기 마트비 류라 떼나. 아니 난게 류샤야시. 다 돈들들이.
유기 마트비.
유기 마트비 쏘라 떼나. 다 온데 코발디 난게 류샤야. 걸었더나.
When compared to
같은 남들이죠. 라. 나도 윤자다 캠이다. 다 돈 돈아이.
라. Compared to 라. 칠 나도더라.
치 수가 떼대. 아니 떼나 남길 루차야. 자서 남길 루라.
Yeah, here it is called inner. I guess it's because if you compare it to external form, which is not conjoined with a continuum, compared to that, then it is called an inner here.
어떻게 다 치류 신라고야 가르스나 다 난글루 참어디 들에 온데 코 온데 온 가서 옹보디 시작해 난글루 옹보 타와라 되대 아니 치샤야. 저선 치도 소독신샤 되면도.
난기르디 참모를.
난기르 참모디 옹보 들어와.
옹보
들어. 옹보 텔라 떼대 옹데 코바디 치샤로 와. 저선 치도 나.
Yeah, so we're talking about body that is both outer and inner. Yeah, so if you look at the outer, the word outer, why is it called outer? Because in relation to the inner body, the sense powers which are much more subtle, the outer one, which is like the forms that serve as the basis of those sense powers, are called outer. In relation to them, they are called outer because they are more coarse.
어떻게 다 돈다 지난 얘기 루스네 다 티셔츠 돈다 얘기보다 직단다 dum deu shina tire lu su du nang lu chi lu ni nang du ge se tu ti she ge nang ge do ta dum de shina tire nang lu chi lu su tu che ta nang lu se di ji bu ju ge ji lu lu tin zo la ta nang ge lu so ji bu ju ge ma de lu tin zo la chi lu se ta ta tu shina ta ko chi lu nang lu tu shin la ma ta ma che ya ma de
but if you keep it simple, you can just say that there are just two outer body and inner body. Yeah? Okay? Body that is conjoined with consciousness, that is an inner body. Body that is not conjoined with consciousness is an outer body. So,
어떻게 다 두래? 드네마 다 드네마 아니지? 가르쳐 더다니 다 숙탐제 다 숙탐제 아니 류참만이시 미파차에 어디네 말해?
So all forms are objects of observation. Of the close placement of mindfulness of body.
어떻게 디네마 아다 초아 다 초아 때만 이샤 수도가라 아니지 초아라 남지수에나 시네 대화 동아 단용 쓰니다 초아 때도 단용 숨소 도시니 샤에
So then what are the objects of observations of close placement of mindfulness or feelings? They are the three feelings. Pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral.
어떻게가 다 좋아지만 이제 미발라 어떻게니 용해 티레 다 티나네 좋아 티레 그래서 우리 어떻게니 다 티네 숨이와 다 티네 마다 심 수도가나 좋아 심도 심중 이수세베 다 심 다 좋아 남아 샤바텔라 어떻게니 샤야 티레 반아 유기 가르소나 유기 뭐 좀 리게텔라다 남아 샤바선다 유기 뭐 아 유기 남아 좀 리버친 얘기다 좋습니다
Okay, so the three feelings, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, these three are the objects of observation of the close placement of mindfulness of feelings. Next, you have mind. Mind, yeah. Here, mind refers to the primary consciousness, yeah. Because when you divide mind, you have main consciousness or primary consciousness. And mental factors, yeah. So of the two here, mind here refers to the primary consciousnesses.
어떻게니? 다 드네마 가서네. 아니지. 초 가서나.
추. 이렇게.
추. 어때? 추에서도 가나 티래. 다 초와 마이베 심중 탐지 추세 티나가 누두구야래. 심중 마이베 만 초와 마이베 심중 탐지. 당연히 심중 없지 마치 세 등으로 왔다. 초 파비비다 심중다 간소래
엄주
심중 엄주디 봐 저 파비비 심중 엄주디 다 취세한테 나와 두두구여래
Okay, so next you have phenomena, which we are talking about the close placement of mindfulness of body and feelings. Yeah, we have, and they have their objects or observations. Yeah. Then we have the close placement of mindfulness of mind, right? And the mind here refers to the primary mind, primary consciousness. Then you have phenomena. Close placement of mindfulness of phenomena. What are the objects of observation? The phenomena here refers to all the mental factors except feeling. So 50.
Yeah.
So the 50 of them, you throw away feeling you have 50, right?
처음부터 심중 업주디 다 취세 티나라 샤초에 어디 티나라 용기하래.
So you know, generally we talk about the 51 mental factors, right? So if you take away feeling, you have 50, right? So these 50 mental factors comes under phenomena here in this context, yeah.
어때? 다 대지고 쓰기 양아래. 디마인베 다 데미두시에스니 다 데미두시에스 용기하래. 데미드지 대야 취세다 나와 두레 대나시 다 두마치에서네 다 답베릭만 부지거래 대야 다 취세다 나와 두두구야래
Okay, but that's not all to phenomena, yeah. So besides all the mental factors, they are not feelings. Then the non-associated compositional factors are also classified under here, phenomena. All the non-associated compositional factors. And that's still not the end. Then it includes also all the unproduced or non-composite phenomena, unproduced phenomena, because the all the permanent phenomena.
Okay. Okay. 최담제다 등에 신의 미관이 쓰기로 와. 최담제 때문에 신의 미관에 라야를 얻었습니다.
Just as they say that all objects or all existence are objects of observation for the karma abiding. So likewise, in short, all objects are the objects of observation of close placement of mindfulness.
어때? 가는 라포스.
아유.
that tuksini that tine mata that lu chamba ni sha kandis kumku yare so tire ta ta lu chamba ni sha kandis kumku rusna ta tire ta rang da chini ni ni su ta ne ani komarche lu gi teng do chamba ni sha kumi do lu gi teng do ani rang da ji chini ni ni su ta ne komarche wa su gi yare tire.
So next is the manner of meditation. So for example, how does one cultivate the close placement of mindfulness on of the body? This is done by investigating both the general characteristics of the body and also the specific characteristics of the body. So, according to the Abhidhamma Kosha, the treasury of knowledge, when we cultivate the close placement of mindfulness of the body, we can meditate with the body as the basis. We can meditate on impermanence, suffering, it being empty, and it being selfless. So these four: impermanence, suffering, empty, and selfless are the general characteristics of the body.
Rangi chini isu lu sosolo ya korang korang ge ya tumo mai beta tumo mai ba chomar che chini re re yugu yare pena lu korang tumo mai ba chomar che ta kashi pena juwa le chupte ba kashi jungu le chupte ba ati dege ta su korang tumo mai bi keju jungu ro ba pena choa sha na choa se de nyoye tangi che se jungu ro ba ta tumo mai ba chini ta su se do ya na juwa juwa juma woin ba yana juma gyurchin tukte ba ta gyuji ta rang chinge se tinde ko yare.
Yeah, so we're talking about the manner of meditation, isn't it? Right, one with regards to the four close placement of mindfulness, we are looking at the close placement of mindfulness of the body. So one meditates on it by investigating both the general characteristics of the body and the specific characteristics of the body, right? The general characteristics are the general characteristics that can apply to many other things, right? But in relation to the body, we meditate on impermanence, its suffering nature, how it is empty and how it is selfless, yeah? In relation to the body, right? But there are also specific characteristics of the body. So what is the specific characteristics of feeling? You have the close placement of mindfulness on feeling, right? What is the specific characteristics of feeling? Basically, the entity of experience, isn't it? So, if that is the specific characteristic of feeling, then what is the specific characteristic of the body? So, the text says the specific characteristics with regards to bodies are the body's elements and that arising from the elements and evolutes, we say. Chungyu, anyway.
What in the okay, okay.
Yeah.
What took me? That on that today, that cinema, Carsol, and that Carsosums.
Chungyus.
That on that tickle, that did it, Carsol, and that Carsol, and that.
Our body, you know, the body in general, yeah, the body, right, body.
Tanda tanga zo suge pumbu se, tanga zo lu se, tanda tanga zo yang ta, zo zo ta, lu se de suge ngala kor se ta, gom zo kya bi no kala rangi lu ti, rangi sakshin yao ni me phungpo di shila sa ne ta me ta tongan tangme kongwaya wadir.
So although the object of observation of the close placement of mindfulness of the body, the three types of body, right, which includes both, which includes the bodies that are not conjoined with consciousness, yeah. But at the time of meditation, primarily the object of observation, yeah, it's our own contaminated body. This body, which is a result of karma and affliction, right? So this body of ours, the contaminated body, is true suffering. It's true suffering. Where did it? From what? What is its cause? Its cause is true origins.
お、ティナね、たてれ。ぶげかそれ。たてからのことだって、なんか、どれしとか。だとんだてれ、たてからのてくてペナた、てまにしし、こめて、ぞぞぶげ、ちじろくしとやくしと。らわ、ちじろくし、た、ざん、ざんで、た、た、で、しちめちんぶちじろくとやしと、てまにしし、てこんぐよれ。
We meditate on the four close placements of mindfulness in order to overcome the four erroneous conceptions. Yeah, yeah, the four wrong views or the four erroneous conceptions, right? Conceiving that which is impure to be pure, conceiving that which is suffering to be bliss or pleasure. Conceiving that which is impermanent to be permanent, and conceiving that which is selfless to be self. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, today that
We cultivate or meditate on the four close placements of mindfulness in order to overcome these four erroneous conceptions.
어떻게 다 디나네 담보다 변한다 그래서나 루템반이 샤스도가라 다 저한테 꿈에 있어네 다 루템반이 샤스도가라 다 루미상 꿈에 어떻게 그러면 다 루미상 꿈체 다 그래 같은
So, in the close placement of mindfulness of the body, we primarily meditate on the body being impure. This is to counter the erroneous conception of the body as pure.
어떻게 다 드네마 다 초와 변화 초와서도 초와 동화와 셋이 다 드네. 다카르스나 다 초와 테마니시 검체 변화 초와 텐조 가르스마레 사고도 다 사실 초와 대화 텐조 쓰기하래 사실 초와 텐조 초와 대화 텐조 조조 텐 사실 초와 대화 텐조 아니 동아일랑 신도 아니 공고에 진대기 통해 다 가르스나 가르스라 동아로 대화 좀 세디 다 티래 아니 디친지 롤로디 독특이하래 티래
And when we cultivate the close placement of mindfulness of feelings, we're primarily focusing on the feelings of the pleasurable feelings, the contaminated pleasure. Primarily focusing on this pleasurable feeling, and seeing and meditating on it as in the nature of suffering, because this is to overcome. The wrong conception or the erroneous conception which conceives that which is in the nature of suffering, that which is suffering, to be happiness.
Yeah.
So the main practice here when we are cultivating the close placement of mindfulness on the feelings is to continually recollect, remember, to realize and remember, no? That the pleasant feelings that we experience, right, are actually suffering, the nature of suffering. Suffering is me.
But in this, some of you don't want to do it. But the Kasar, what is the two long night to get Kasar? But some of you don't want to do it. But now, such a sort of deva said, that's a tattoo in the tattoo on the tattoo. You do so I get it. But now, such a sort of deva, they do Daniel Summing. So what deva, Manzo Shu is that?
So the main focus here for the close placement of mindfulness on feeling is not just feeling, but primarily the feelings of pleasure, which is actually contaminated pleasure, right? Why? Because if you look at all of us in our lives now, day in and out, we are looking for happiness, right? And what we are working for every day is basically the next experience of pleasure, which is actually contaminated pleasure. That's what we're looking for every day, isn't it? Right, one finishes, then we go to the next one. We're always looking for the next moment, the next experience of contaminated pleasure. And this, we work so hard day in and out, yeah? And also we accumulate a lot of karma for that purpose, yeah? Right, the karma, right, in order to experience contaminated pleasure, right? But of course, it's in the nature of suffering, but of course, we don't see it as suffering at all, no way. We see instinctively as, something that we must have, something very pleasurable, is it? Yeah, instinctively. By meditating on a close placement of mindfulness or feelings, we need to come to realize for ourselves that these contaminated pleasures, contaminated pleasant feelings that we seek to acquire every day, they are in fact the source or origin of suffering. Perhaps it might be useful to know what are the four characteristics of true origins, yeah. Because each of the four noble truths have four characteristics each, yeah. Right? So what are the four characteristics of true origins? They are cause, gyu, kunjung, origins, rabge, strong production, and kien, number four, condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are there these 16 characteristics here of the Four Noble Truths? Because there are 16 wrong concepts or erroneous conceptions that need to be eradicated,
yeah.
So
만족단다. 가와 나와 치와 다. 깨와 가와 나와 치와 깨가 나 지금 동아 유행기 거기 사진이 어디면 풍보디 육군 중에 중수도 있다. 군중수도 파 고알렌도 가라 딜레 사바도 있다. 딜레 제주시 인구도 와. 다 주세리 자와라 코시다. 처음에 말이 빨랐대네. 아니 중화를 했다. 어디 고고구요래.
So when we talk about true origins, we are talking about what is the ultimately what are the causes and conditions that bring that is brought about and that is bring about suffering, right? And primarily this, which is our contaminated aggregates, body and mind, right? With which we experience the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, right? So yes, the cause of the contaminated aggregates, our samsara, is true origins, right? But if you look for the ultimate root cause, it is ignorance, isn't it? So therefore, when you look for the ultimate root cause. That leads you into the first characteristic of true origins,
yeah.
This is an important part. So even if you didn't understand what was said earlier, but this is something that you must get. Yeah. So we are talking about the four characteristics of true origins, right? What are they? They are cause, origin, strong production, and condition. How do we get these four, right? So our contaminated aggregates, this contaminated appropriated aggregates, is a result of true origins, right? Karma and afflictions. But if you look at the root, the main root cause, the root, very root cause of our contaminated existence, what is the root cause? It is ignorance. So the root cause, that's how we get into the true origins, right? The first characteristic, cause. Cause here in this context means the root, the ultimate, the main troublemaker that has brought us this contaminated existence. So the cause here means that, the root cause.
어떻게 다 드네마 아니 가서라 다 육군중세 군중세를 다 가르소네 다 가르소네 말이 백군에 랑데 레삭지 아니 직다 다 레리 직대 나초게 세지 레라 때네 나초버지 죽득이어래 저는 군중을 잡아서 레라 때네 아니 다메라 중을 잡아서 다토다 거기다 군중세에 대해 먼저 사진이 어리면 풍부디 마릭바시 마릭베 레사시 레디기 아니 군중을 잡아야 세겠다 과디 다 신국이 어래 어때래.
So the first characteristic of true origins is cause. The second is origin. In Tibetan, it's kunjung, literally means origin or source of all. Yes, the root cause is ignorance. Based on that, we accumulate karma. And when karma ripens, it brings about a variety of experiences in there, all different kinds of variety of experiences. Right? But basically, all our experiences, all the experiences come from karma, isn't it? So as such, it is the origin of all. So from ignorance, we accumulate karma. From that, we are thrown, you know, into this contaminated body, yeah. The contaminated appropriate aggregates, yeah.
눈 낯설듯이 따뜻한다. 눈 낯설듯이 중얼 잡아서 때려. 다 군중아서 다 눈 낯설듯이 중얼 잡아. 아니 약간 낯설어서 그 동안 낯설듯이 중얼 잡아서 다 저도 내려고 해야 돼 어때? 편지기 내려. 뒤는 저도 편지기 내 세대로 가야 어때?
Yeah, we're talking about origin, right? The second characteristic of true origins is called origin. Literally, in Tibetan, or source of all, 군중. Yeah, so origin here refers primarily to karma, because karma here is throwing karma, projecting karma, because this projecting karma projects all kinds of bodies And he projects all the sufferings and all the different kinds of sufferings, like starting with birth. Then you have aging, sickness, and death. So, then the third characteristic, condition. So, what is the condition for acquiring a contaminated or appropriated aggregates? Yeah, you have the causes, the root cause being ignorance, then which leads to the accumulation of projecting karma. Yes, but just having the accumulated the karma doesn't mean that this contaminated appropriate aggregates will come into being, isn't it? There are other conditions must be present. So the condition here refers primarily to craving and grasping of the 12 links of dependent origination, right? Because it is craving and grasping which nourishes the seed of the projected karma, isn't it? Projecting karma, right? And nourishes it and gives it power so as to issue forth this contaminated appropriated aggregates.
So that go cancer the autoshin cancer yung gwa de at king to ne de nam sha ji yang ko kwa cha na ya pu yare ko cancer the silen seven seven lamba ni kita pa pa no ba tu jin tu che da no ba tu jin tu song che ani ji pa ge da pa ju ba da si be ten de se shi da du bi gu yare se ba lamba se ba la shi si be ten de ju ba yin sa re 주바 시베텐데 세두가나 당원에 지금 보겠다 사신이 얼림이 풍보디 아니 뭐니 펜 투백 누바단데 바시다 자야지 제자들라 랍게 세지다 제초쇼시 랍도 깨봐서도 수지 공부도 해지다 봐 제초쇼 써야디 다 가서 시베텐데 쓰니다 주바 독신에 숨비하래
Okay, so condition here refers primarily to craving and grasping of the 12 links of dependent origination, which nourishes the seed of the projecting karma, right? Isn't it? So when the seed of the projecting karma is nourished to the point whereby there is no return, whereby the seed is definitely going to issue forth effect, definitely going to project the next body, isn't it? Contaminated body, right? So that is the link of existence, isn't it? Out of the 12 links of dependent origination, link number 10, right? The link of potential existence or existence, right? So that is what strong production means. The fourth characteristics of true origin, strong production. You know, because it's a point of no return, confirmed job sign. The result is going to come.
Reflect on the four characteristics of true origins, then it becomes, you know, that we get a much deeper understanding, isn't it? Because by thinking about reflecting on the four characteristics, cause, origin, condition, and strong production, we have to reflect on basically the 12 links of dependent origination, isn't it?
So 그저 때문에 체조 이긴 세대 저 세바다 냠바니라 샤크도 원에 집 거기 코사진 열 냠바 풍부 원에 집 거기 용어 제 견디 세바다 냠바 용어 세바 간데 신고를 사나 저저 세바다 초에 견치니 연구 요래 초아디 저저 초아다와래 디 초아다와 용 텔레 샤베 샤바 연구 요래 초아다와 다와래 신 텔레 샤베 샤바 용
차바디 경기 아니 렘바 연구래 렘비징기 세바 세비징기 사세냐래
바기 가르쳐 사체기 초와 대와디 동아라시도 땀마톰나 아니 갖고 샤비야래 어디래 어디데 대세 답하게 가르쳐래 아니 가르쳐래 바기 그래 다 동아래 똑버치 어디네 있어래 어디래
So why did we enter into this discussion? Remember, we were talking about the close placement of mindfulness of feelings, isn't it? And primarily, we are meditating on how all our experiences of pleasure, yeah, our experience of pleasure is actually the nature of suffering. Yeah? Then what is its relation to what we've just discussed? Of the four characteristics of true origin, the third is conditioned, isn't it? Isn't it? Without craving and grasping, yes, you have accumulated the projecting karma, but without craving and grasping, the seed of the projecting karma cannot be nourished, and therefore will not be able to issue forth its effect, a contaminated body, yeah? Isn't it? Craving comes from what? It comes in dependence upon feeling, and in particular, pleasant feeling. So for us, you know, when we have pleasant feeling, for us, definitely we get attached, isn't it? Right, cannot bear to be parted from, you know, definitely we get attached. Right? And when we get attached, then of course there comes craving. Then from craving, then of course comes grasping. And then you know, yeah, where it leads to, right?
Oh, tukshine, chesata, banata, kasore. Re, ta chowa tunga, so tukshine, ta chotere, ta chowa tunga. 다 저 단념 숨는 저 대화세디 동의 랑신이 발랐다 참바 땡고에 어디다 로 아니 티레 아니 티키 가르소라다 대 티시 아니지 진짜로 그냥 무시 있는데 대화를 좀 있는 걸 다 티레 아니 자 동화도 검체 대화를 좀 있는 거 자에
So when we are cultivating the close placement of mindfulness of feelings, of the three types of feelings, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, we're primarily focusing on the pleasant feelings by understanding, realizing, and then remembering and recollecting that it is in the nature of suffering, right? Isn't it? And by realizing and remembering this, then we are able to then overcome the wrong concept or the erroneous concept conception that conceives of that conceives of that which is suffering to be happiness.
Oh, today she took a lot. That is some of that. Penanganzuki, Penata, long chisel cue, and is it that? Sotinzo, Tungal Tamaremare. Tia Samatango, Penanganzuki, long chisel cue, Penata. 강바래, 모자래, 둘러래, 뒤쪽으로 동화대 말해 말해, 그냥 삼로당 고기하래. 사진이 알림 풍부대 동화대 말 이마시. 땅 저기 농지에기다 망부용으로 왔다. 둘러당, 거여당, 갈아도 강가다 동화대 말해 쓰게 말해, 그냥 삼로당 고를.
Yes, our experiences of pleasure, yeah? Pleasant feelings, yeah, are all in the nature of suffering, yeah. Okay. That's clear, huh? But what about the things that we use in life, daily life? Your phone, your house, your furniture, your car, your food, your clothes, are they true suffering or not? We have to think, are they true suffering or not?
Give me answer in the next Tuesday, okay? Your homework to think about. You say yes, you must have reason. You say no, you must have reason. Huh? Any tenant you can use. Huh? There's no different any tenant. Okay? All right.